Good, thanks, Mitch.
So should we be concerned with this downturn on the Chinese Stock Exchange? What do you think?
Certainly not, Mitch. This has been blown out of all proportion. We know very clearly that the stock market in China and China's real economy are two different beasts. Mm. Last year, for example, the Chinese stock market fell by 40%. What happened to the real economy? Not much at all. Most importantly, Chinese consumers kept spending. And the Chinese consumers are what drives China's economy today. So I'm expecting much the same this time around.
Yeah, so it's kind of been undergoing a bit of a change in terms of what's being spent on, I guess. It's kind of changing from construction to more retail-based sort of market.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But this is a shift that, unfortunately, many economists in Australia haven't quite got their head around. 60% of Chinese economic growth now is driven by consumption. So that's the big driver. Retail sales, for example, over the last 12 months are up 10.6%. Online sales are up nearly 40%. So this is where the action in China's economy is now. So we've got to learn to start looking at new economic indicators instead of construction and fixed asset investment, the ones we were looking at a few years back.
So while most people are getting quite hot under the collar who aren't in China, what's the reaction been like within China with this sort of change in how things are going over there?
Yeah, so that's an interesting phenomenon. I'm often told that people get more worried about China the further away from China they are. So people in China are actually far more relaxed. And I think you can see that in consumer confidence. Just last week, Westpac have a very good China Consumer Confidence Index. They published that last week. Consumer confidence in December was actually up compared with the previous month, and now it's sitting at a level higher than it was a year ago. So this bizarre talk we hear overseas about China's economy collapsing, Chinese consumers clearly don't think so.
Obviously, Australia and China have quite close economic ties. Many people in Australia are saying it's too close and we're too wrapped up with what is happening in China. What do you make of that statement?
Oh, look, I couldn't think of an economy that I would prefer to be too close to. Again, earlier this week, the World Bank came out with a forecast that said they expect, even with all this drama in China's stock market, they still expect China's economy to grow 6.7% this year. Now, China is a very large economy. So what that actually means is this year, the World Bank's expecting China is going to add 50% more purchasing power than it added back in 2010 when it was growing at 10%. That's an enormous opportunity for the Australian economy. 2 days ago, we got told that over the last 12 months, 1 million Chinese tourists have come to Australia.
Wow.
Now, these Chinese tourists, it's not just the number, they also spend big dollars, more than any other country, when they come here. So I'm pretty happy if we've got a close ties with the Chinese economy.
Now, the first of this year marked the implementation of the China Free Trade Agreement. Has it already started to take effect? And if so, how?
Yeah, I think it has started to take effect already, and I think quite apart from tariff cuts, I mean, these agricultural markets in China, for example, have historically been protected by pretty high tariffs. They come down with CHAPTA. So it makes Australian agricultural products cheaper for Chinese consumers than those from other countries. So there's that real tariff effect. But I think more importantly is just how much it's raised attention of Australian goods and services in China. Chinese companies are reporting a lot of interest in Australian goods and services, and I think that effect is a very, very powerful one. It's also going to shift our exports away from minerals, which is important. We've got, as I said before, we've got some great news about Chinese demand for education and tourism, and so I think the big contribution of CHAPTA will be with respect to agricultural commodities. So it's really good news because it diversifies our trade with what is still the economy in the world that's adding the most purchasing power each year.
All right. Well, it's interesting, exciting times ahead. Professor James Lawrence, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks.